I spent an entire season watching my garden starve while I was literally throwing the cure for it into a plastic bin every single night. We are diving into the scavenger's guide to soil fertility because I don't want you to make the mistake I made back in the early days, the mistake that cost me an entire crop of heirloom tomatoes and left my soil looking like gray, lifeless ash. I remember standing over a row of withered, yellowing vines, feeling that specific hollow pit in my stomach as I realized I'd spent $40 on premium bagged fertilizer that did absolutely nothing. I had the money. I had the fancy bags with the green leaves on the front, and I still had a graveyard. It wasn't until I looked at the bottom of my kitchen trash can, at the sticky dark liquid pooling under a pile of coffee grounds and eggshells, that I realized I was throwing away the very pulse of my farm. I was a scavenger who didn't know how to hunt. There is a specific signal in that black gold that most people ignore, a hidden pulse in your kitchen waste that tells you exactly when your soil is about to turn into a powerhouse or a pathogen trap. If you see it, you're golden. If you miss it, you're just burying garbage. I'm going to tell you exactly how to read that signal. But first, we have to talk about why the modern world has convinced you that you need a credit card to grow a carrot. The Farm Fresh way isn't just about saving money. It's about breaking a cycle of dependency that Big Ag has spent a century building. They want you to believe that soil is just a holding tank for chemicals, a dusty floor that needs a constant infusion of blue powder and synthetic pellets to stay productive. But the truth is, soil is a living, breathing community. When you buy a bag of fertilizer, you're essentially giving your plants a sugary energy drink. They spike, they grow fast, and then they crash, leaving the soil biology even more depleted than before. Real homesteading intuition starts when you stop looking at your dirt as a project and start looking at it as a partner. You have to learn the language of decay. In nature, there is no such thing as waste. A fallen leaf is a bank account. A dead bird is a feast. When we pull our kitchen scraps out of the waste stream and put them back into the dirt, we aren't just composting, we are closing a loop that should have never been opened. The weight of a handful of true, scavenged humus is different than anything you'll find in a plastic bag at the big box store. It's heavy, cool, and it has a snap to it when you press your thumb into a clump. It smells like the floor of an ancient forest after a heavy rain, that deep, musky perfume of earth birth. When you hold it, your hands get stained a dark, rich umber that doesn't just wash off with a quick splash of water. It lingers in the creases of your palms, a reminder of the work. The nitrogen cycle is the ghost in the machine. When you see your plants turning a pale, sickly yellow at the base of the stem, what we call chlorosis, your first instinct is to go buy a bottle of liquid gold. Don't. That yellow is a cry for help, but it's not a cry for chemicals. It's a signal that your scavenge ratio is off. Most people dump carbon straw, wood chips, dried leaves onto their garden and wonder why their plants stop growing. It's because the microbes are so busy eating the carbon dessert that they've locked up all the nitrogen protein for themselves. To fix this, you need the high-scent scavenge. You need the things people throw away because they smell too much. Spent brewer's grain, fish guts, the liquid at the bottom of a kraut barrel. Most gardeners fail at scavenging because they are too polite. They think composting is a neat little bin in the corner of the yard that they turn once a month. That's not scavenging, that's a hobby. Real soil fertility comes from the war stories of the trenches. I remember one year, I spent 3 weeks hauling 5-gallon buckets of spent brewery grain from a local shop. I thought I was a genius until the pile started to ferment in the heat of July. The smell was like a sourdough starter that had died and gone to hell. It was thick, cloying, and it attracted every fly within a 3-mile radius. My neighbors were ready to call the county, but that failure taught me the most important lesson of the scavenger's guide. Balance isn't a suggestion, it's a law. You can't just dump nitrogen into a hole and expect magic. You have to layer it, you have to sandwich the heat. If you're looking for black gold, you start in the places everyone else is trying to clean up. Go to the local coffee shop and ask for their grounds. They are hydrophobic if you let them dry out, so you have to mix them with something wet and green. Go to the wood shop and get the sawdust, but only if it's raw wood. Treat your kitchen trash like a gold mine. Those eggshells, they aren't just trash. They are slow-release calcium batteries. But you can't just toss them in whole. You have to crush them until they are a fine grit, like the sand on a jagged beach. If you put them in whole, they'll still be there 3 years from now, mocking you from the dirt. Scavenging is about preparation. It's about taking the raw, ugly parts of life and breaking them down until they are small enough for a worm to swallow. Imagine you are standing in the middle of a supermarket. Every aisle is packed with food, but it's all wrapped in plastic. You're starving, but you can't get to the nutrients. This is exactly how your plants feel when you give them raw organic matter without the scavenger's secret. To unlock the vault, you need a catalyst. This is where we talk about the micropulse. If you don't hear the hum of the soil, you're just a spectator. A truly healthy soil bed has a literal vibration to it. It's the sound of millions of nematodes and arthropods shredding your trash into life. If your soil is silent, your garden is dead. Close your eyes for a second and imagine the sound of a shovel sliding into a bed that has been fed this way for three seasons. It doesn't clink against rocks or scrape against hardpan. It makes a soft, muffled whish sound, like a knife sliding through a birthday cake. The soil is so loose, so full of air pockets and life, that you can push your entire forearm into the earth without hitting resistance. You can feel the warmth radiating from the ground, the literal heat of billions of microbes working 24 hours a day to turn your trash into your dinner. The garden ghost. I mentioned earlier that hidden signal in the black gold. It's actually a scent marker that doubles as a visual cue. If you open your compost or look at your kitchen scraps and you smell ammonia, that sharp, stinging, bleach-like odor, you are failing. That is the sound of your nitrogen screaming as it evaporates into the air. You are losing your fertility to the wind. But there is a second part to this ghost. If you look closely at your waist and you see a white cobweb-like substance spreading through the rot, that isn't mold. That is actinome, I says. That is the master signal. When you see those white threads, you have successfully bridged the gap between waste and wealth. That master signal means the carbon has locked the nitrogen into a physical form. It's no longer a gas, it's a solid asset. You've turned a scent into a leaf. You see, the black gold in your trash isn't the food itself, it's the potential energy stored in the decay. When you learn to scavenge correctly, you stop being a consumer and you start being a producer. You realize that you can build an empire on what your neighbors are paying a trash company to haul away. You can feed your family for generations on the waste of a society that has forgotten how to grow. That is the ultimate victory of the vertical space and the small-scale farm. It's not about how much land you have, it's about how much life you can squeeze out of every square inch of dirt. But here is the final truth that no one wants to admit. Scavenging for fertility makes you an outcast. Your neighbors will look at you funny when you ask for their bagged leaves. Your family will roll their eyes when you refuse to throw away a banana peel. You have to decide if you care more about their polite approval or the health of your bloodline. Building soil from scratch is an act of rebellion. It is a declaration that you don't need the system to survive. I want you to take a look at your trash can tonight. Don't just dump it. Look at it. Look at the peels, the grounds, the scraps. That is your future harvest. That is the black gold that is going to double your growth for $0. The only thing it costs is the time it takes to care. So, here is the question that splits the room. Is it worth the social shame and the smell of a working compost pile to be 100% self-sufficient, or is big ag fertilizer a necessary evil for the modern, busy life? Are you a scavenger, or are you just a customer? Let me know in the comments. Let's see who is really ready to get their hands dirty.